to the New Hampshire presidential primary, now less than 3 weeks away. A new poll by member station WBUR suggests Bernie Sanders might be peaking at just the right time. The survey of likely Democratic primary voters finds the Vermont senator in the lead, running well ahead of his three closest competitors, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, and Elizabeth Warren. And as President Trump faces the impeachment trial this week, the poll also found that big majorities of New Hampshire voters believe Trump should be removed from office. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
This has been a good period for Sanders, who's been raising more money than anyone else in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Two national polls this week found Sanders and Biden ahead, while a number of other polls have Sanders close to or in the lead in Iowa and New Hampshire. The new WBUR poll is the latest. It finds that Sanders is the choice of 29% of likely Democratic primary voters. That's well ahead of Buttigieg, who led our last poll in December, but who's now in second place with 17%. Biden, with 14%, and Warren, with 13%, are virtually tied in third place. Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, conducted the poll. He cautions that with almost 3 weeks to go until the primary, much can change.
So I wouldn't take these numbers to the bank, but you got to be feeling pretty good about where you stand right at this moment if you're the Sanders campaign.
The 78-year-old Sanders does particularly well with younger voters, according to the WBUR poll. He has the support of 52% of Democratic voters under 30. That includes 29-year-old Elizabeth Ahern, an independent from Tuftonborough, New Hampshire, who says she's backing Sanders because he's pushing for Medicare for all.
I have a cranial mass. I have a variety of other significant health issues, and everything's expensive. So it would be wonderful if we could have health care for all.
While the WBUR poll is the latest evidence of a Sanders surge, it also shows that overall support for Warren has stalled. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
It's not really that voters have turned on her. It's just that she hasn't attracted more support over the last 4 or 6 weeks or so.
In a WBUR poll last month, Warren had 12%. In this poll, she's up by just 1 point. The poll also found Joe Biden getting the most support from older voters, leading with folks over 60. Edward Barton, a 70-year-old independent from Belmont, New Hampshire, told us he's backing Biden because of his experience.
We need somebody in there that's got some common sense. He knows all the leaders and everything from being vice president, and that's what we need in there right now, especially now after the mess that Trump's making.
According to the poll, Barton speaks for a large majority of likely Democratic primary voters who favor impeachment of the president and his removal from office.
Yes, 100%. They should go in there with handcuffs and take him out in handcuffs.
The poll also found big majorities of respondents say Trump has made the U.S. less safe and oppose a number of administration policies and actions, including the assassination of the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. It's not surprising that Democratic primary voters respond this way, but the poll found some significant nuance in these numbers. For example, while 93% say they have a negative view of Trump, a third of male Democratic primary voters say they approve of the way he's managed the economy. Pollster Steve Cazella says these voters represent a significant opportunity for President Trump's bid to win re-election later this year.
So any inroads that they can make among the Democratic base, among older voters, older male voters on the economy, could be potentially very consequential.
New Hampshire, after all, is a swing state that Hillary Clinton won in 2016 by very few votes. No doubt it will be a battleground this year as well. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.